Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Hope that you're going to have a great Tuesday morning with David Kaplan and John the Hood with you. We got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you till 10 o'clock, and then we will turn it over to Bleck and Abdallah with Crosstalk at 10, followed by Carmen and Peggy at noon, Waddle and Sylvie at 2, right into White Sox baseball after Meller and Tyler, 6:30 right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. There's so many different opinions out there. It's funny that Albert Breer told us in our previous segment, hey, guys, it's May 16th. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Right.
I think that we could pull the curtain back a little bit, Cap, and just say, like, not necessarily for us, because the Bears talk is, it's free-flowing. We talk about it all the time because we can't wait for the season to start to see exactly what it looks like. But I guess when we read, like, Monday Morning Quarterback, ESPN, you know, Pro Football Focus, they're into it every day. But they're coming up with stories and rankings. It's kind of like, okay, we're not even in training camp yet, but already, or, you know, things that we read have already ranked where the Bears are based on its roster.
Yeah, and Peter King, I give a lot of credence to because he's Peter King.
Yeah.
He's been around the league forever. He gets to interview everyone he wants. He has a relationship with Ryan Poles. All of that factors into his ranking. And when he says he has them 29th, that is disturbing to me because I think it comes from an informed opinion. I don't think he's a hot take guy at all. Like when he's on Waddle and Sylvie, I think it's phenomenal radio.
But it is your informed opinion as well. And my informed opinion as well. Like, if Peter King says it, it's fine. But if we agree with him, we should agree. Because we look at this depth chart every day, and it's not moving. The talent is not getting any better on that depth chart just because it's on the screen.
Correct.
Same depth chart.
It's an improved roster.
Yes.
There's no question about that.
But we still haven't found four pillars, though, yet.
Correct. Now, we hope that some of those exist and they're developing. I'm hoping Jaquan Brisker is a pillar. I'm hoping Kyler Gordon, who I spent time with at the draft and came away definitely impressed with him as a young man. Mm-hmm. He's a good football player. I hope those are the right thing. But I just still think they're a year away. I don't see these scenarios. And if you remember last year, it was, I think, Sports Illustrated that said the four teams that are going to contend for the number one pick, Houston, Chicago, and whoever the other two were that they picked. Mm-hmm. And everyone in Chicago was outraged. What do you mean?
Right.
And, of course, we picked number one.
Yes. Dead last, no talent, three wins.
And everyone's like, oh, you're crazy. They can win 10, 11 games. Yeah, okay. Let me know how that worked out for you.
You know what's funny about last year? Funny in this kind of quirky way. It wasn't like the Bears were throwing games like we've seen with the Jaguars in the past. You know what I mean by that? Like, you know, what they did against us, the Jaguars.
Oh, remember that the Jaguars, like, late first half? They went into, like, this backup defense so we could go down the field and get more points. And we kicked the field goal.
Backup defense. I don't know if that's in the book, but that's exactly what it was. You recall this, right? I mean, we're watching the game like, wait a minute, how are you playing prevent this early in the game? I mean, way back to be able to give the Bears plenty of room to throw the ball down the field to get in the field goal range going into halftime.
Right.
Like, so you gave up 3 points. Who does that? At least this is something we haven't talked about. The Bears losing, especially those tight games, losing by 3 points, losing by 6, 7 points, it wasn't as if the Bears as a whole, as a team, was like, let them go. Just let them score. Right?
Right.
Hey, you know what? Take the sack. Throw it away. That's okay. It gets us closer to a draft pick. At least based on the eye test of us watching every game, it didn't seem like the Bears were trying to lose the games. Now, I will tell you there's a couple of games defensively in the secondary. That Dallas game, that Jets game. That looked a little
business
suspicious.
Business decisions.
That looked a little suspicious.
I ain't tackling that guy.
Like, what do you mean 49 points against the Cowboys?
Right.
Really? So you're not going to guard that guy? You're not going to be physical against that guy? I mean, and so I thought that that was a little suspicious, but it wasn't like you could see the Bears as a whole. It was like, you know what, just take the three and out. Take the sack. It wasn't that. It was just a lack of talent. We kept trying to tell people that. So, but I guess that's the point. Like, that's the Bears earned that number one pick.
They did.
They tried.
You know, I keep having people say to me, well, they played the Eagles tough, and it was good. Stop. They're light years from the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a week-to-week league. It is.
So, Cap, you gave us Peter King, who has the Bears at 29. ESPN has the Bears ranked 27.
Correct.
Okay. So that's fair too, and I don't have the list in front of me. I don't know if you do. But I see the numbers here. ESPN has him ranked 27th. Okay, well that's fair too, because the Bears still have to have something to prove here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when we look over our shoulders in the television, they're saying that the Bears are going to be a playoff team, or the Bears are on the way, or Justin Fields is going to be MVP. I mean, you can make that projection because you feel like, hey, now they've got it together, but it takes time. But I'm just not going to do the roller coaster and throw up all over myself and say, oh, the Bears are going to be, you know, the highest of the highs or the lowest. They're somewhere in the middle with that.
So I have the ESPN ranking in front of us. 32 is Arizona. 32.
Okay.
31 is Houston. 30 is Tampa Bay. 29, Indianapolis. 28, Tennessee. 27, Chicago.
Fair?
Yeah, they were a three-win team, man, until they proved to us that they are an, you know, eight-win team. It's fair.
All right, Pro Football Focus, 19.
No, 21. 19?
Yeah, Pro Football Focus has 19.
Who was 21?
Me.
You had him 21.
Snorling's power rankings are 21.
There we go.
So Pro Football Focus is 19.
Yeah, that's a little high for me.
Now, the projections, Shay, when it comes to Pro Football Focus, is way different than just a arbitrary Peter King or ESPN. They put a formula into it, and I feel like they're projecting out based on the roster and what they can come up with. They feel like the Bears could be the 19th best team. It ain't based on last year. It's based on today.
Correct.
Yeah, I think it's even saying they're the 19th best team today, and they could project even higher than that. Like, yeah. I have them 21st. I would be surprised if they're still that low at the end of the year.
Okay. So all right. So, as I always do, I try to make it simple. Because, like any other sport, you need to be able to have stars and difference makers. So, that's NBA, that's basketball, hockey, whatever it is. Whatever sport I'm looking at, I'm like, so, who are the guys that are going to lead you? Shaq always says on the inside of the NBA, he goes, it's one thing to have stars, but you need the others to bring you along.
Correct.
Stars can get you there, but the others can push you along and keep things going in the right direction. So when I look at the Bears roster that we look at every day, I'm looking at four guys that can make a difference for this Bears team in 2023. If Justin Fields is one of them, DJ Moore could be the other. Can you clearly identify who that is defensively? The other two pillars. If I got quarterback and wide receiver one.
Well, you paid $72 million to him. Tremaine Edmonds has to be one of them. Gotta be. He's
yeah,
a first-round pick. He's a mid-20s guy. He comes from a successful team in Buffalo. He's young, vibrant, doesn't have an injury history. Absolutely he better be one of your defensive pillars.
That's the hope.
Runs a full, what, a 4.5, 4.6 at 260 pounds?
No question. That's the hope, though.
And then Brisker and Gordon have got to be those pieces.
Well, which one? Gordon?
Probably Brisker.
Brisker.
I don't know. They haven't signed Jalen Johnson. He's a free agent after this year, isn't he?
That is correct.
They're certainly not going to tag him.
No, they drafted his insurance. You have to figure with Tyreek Stevenson.
But you were still a cornerback short.
Yeah, well, you got Jalen Johnson, Kendall Vildor still on the roster.
Yep.
Tyreek Stevenson, Kyler Gordon. Those are your corners. Jalen Jones is on there. Don't forget about him. So that's what you have at corner.
Yeah. If you keep Jalen Johnson, now you've got a full complement. If you lose him, you're a corner short again.
And that's fine because, again, you're not ready to win yet.
You don't have any real edge pressure.
Well, that's a major problem.
Major problem. I'm the worst pass rush in the National Football League.
So again, just looking at it just from that standpoint, you gave me a wide receiver, a quarterback. You gave me a linebacker and a guy in the secondary, but nobody on the line. That won't get it done.
Just for fun, if they go out and get Chase Young, where does that move them for you in the power rankings?
It doesn't move them at all because he's barely played in 2 years. I don't know what he is.
That's fair. I think you have to prove it, Shay.
You would, and I'm not saying, but you would at least address the position, and it would be something that probably low cost, and it's just an all upside thing.
Well, it's not low cost because he's going to make over $17 million this year.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. This year, if you're not winning this year, this year's number doesn't matter. It's all about keeping next year open. Which Chase Young would do that. If he plays really well, then you have a player for next year. If he doesn't, move on.
Right. It doesn't change for me them in the power ranking. He's not a proven commodity. If you told me they got Quinnen Williams, yeah, it obviously moves the needle for them. Obviously. But as Albert said, he's not going anywhere.
I hope Dexter and Pickens are somebody. I hope that they can. I think that Zach Pickens is going to be a really good player for the Bears. I do.
People say that, yeah.
I don't know if that's like I think he could be something because we're looking for guys on the line that can make a difference. Hopefully Dexter and or Pickens can be that guy. So that way you don't have to keep paying for that and try to find it because we know Travis Gibson, Justin Jones, Dominique Robinson probably not the guys that be able to really pay dividends for the Bears defensively getting after the quarterback. So I just look at it like that, Cap. Do you have four pillars, four guys that can make a difference
you have
today?
Four guys you hope will become pillars. Jaquan Brisker, I think will be, but he's not yet.
All right. Then out of the entire team, it's a lot of them are question marks. So you really have, if that's the case, then they only have one pillar in DJ Moore.
Probably right.
Well, that won't get it done.
Agreed. That's why I'm at seven wins. They're not there yet. And not every rookie is going to play at a really high level as a rookie.
Someone's probably listening and say, well, what about on the offensive line? Don't you have a guy? Don't you think that Braxton Jones or Tevin Jenkins could be that guy? Jury's still out.
As a pillar?
Yeah.
No.
Jury's still out.
Not yet.
Got to find out.
He could be. Why not? He could be. I mean, that's where some of this conversation hinges. And like, this came from our Twitch chat, but I went back and looked to make sure. Mm-hmm. Last year, Peter King's power rankings, which are nicely linked to right under this year's preseason power rankings at 29, he had Jacksonville. They won their division.
Mm-hmm. A lot of room for improvement there,
so,
right?
I think it's if Poles is who we hope he is, then you hit on more than you miss, and some of these players end up being pretty good. I don't think you're the 29th team in the NFL. I don't.
So the question is, and there's a dispute about the power rankings about the Bears, who has it right most? Are the Bears the 19th best team in the NFL? Are they the 27th or the 29th? And for Shay, it's 21 for the Chicago Bears, the 21st best team in the NFL. So 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Want to circle back with you in a little bit and talk a little bit about like the difference makers on the Bears? Because if it's less than three, and if it's less than two,
right?
That's a
major
problem.
We have guys that we hope can become difference makers.
It's a problem.
Hope.
Now let's compare that to the rest of the NFC North as far as pillars. Let's get to that coming up next. And your phone calls on the Bears right here on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
Follow Chicago's home for sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. Cap and Jay Hood are back on ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Here we go. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. Same ESPN Chicago app where you can find the Under the Hood basketball podcast as I talk about the Final Four. Same Final Four, by the way, from the NBA bubble. Remember during the pandemic? Same four that's going to be involved here. It's crazy.
Pretty cool. So, I'm excited.
So I'm talking about it. It's on the Cap and Jay Hood feed on the ESPN Chicago app.
Must follow. We got hoop tonight. We got baseball for both teams tonight.
A little hockey?
Do we have hockey tonight?
I think so. Check the headlines. Well, I know there's going to be Stars and Golden Knights and Panthers and Hurricanes.
Yeah, I don't think, unless the Panthers and Hurricanes, I've kind of lost track with the traveling. Tonight, we have, and I'm excited for NBA hoop as well as our baseball teams going tonight. But we have the Lakers and the Nuggets at 7:30. We do not have hockey tonight.
Mm-hmm.
No hockey.
So I need your help when we talked earlier about the dispute in the power rankings for the Bears. So Pro Football Focus has them at 19th, the 19th best team in the NFL. ESPN has them 27th, and it is Peter King from SI.com and Monday Morning Quarterback to have the Bears 29th. And I can understand why it's that low, because the Bears have something to prove here. Because three wins and a, you know, some free agency money and what you've done in the draft, does that necessarily mean that the Bears are better than the 29th slot? Unless you are projecting, like Pro Football Focus, that the Bears will be 19th. I just look at it like the when, especially with the NFC North cap. So Detroit, pillars, right? And so we talked about the Bears before the segment, and we talked about how the Bears need at least four pillars. Four guys you can depend on. Hopefully two offense, two defense.
We're talking about not just depend on, like rock-solid pillars that lead in the locker room,
yeah,
lead on the field, and play at a very high level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who those guys are yet for us. They might be on the roster.
So what about Detroit? What about the Lions?
Aiden Hutchinson, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're running back room, but if we're looking for a guy, I mean, their offensive line might be the best in football. It's certainly in the top two or three. Frank Ragnow, Penei Sewell.
So you got guys that they can depend on.
100%.
Rock solid.
Rock solid.
What about the Packers? Is Bakhtiari on that list? Because he's a long-time veteran?
Yeah, but he's just so injury, you know, has robbed him of some of his effectiveness.
Mm-hmm. Wide receiver room, maybe not as much without Rodgers being there. Christian Watson, Dobbs.
Christian Watson's a good player. I don't know he's emerged as a foundational piece.
Aaron Jones running the football?
Pretty solid.
Okay. What about on the defensive side? Man, Devontae Wyatt, Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark's a really good football player.
Quay Walker, one of the linebacker spots.
Solid.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, without Aaron Rodgers there, and maybe it's one of the reasons why Aaron is a Jet right now, the Packers are bereft of quality talent that could get them over the hump. A good regular season team, they beat the Bears. Who doesn't?
Correct.
All right, but they need to be able to have some difference makers to get them just not in the playoffs, but actually get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think they have some question marks there. I don't think they have the foundational pieces that at this point in time we'll find out. Minnesota, that's a different story now.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson, foundational piece. Mm-hmm. Their tight end.
Hockenson.
Really damn good football player.
Mm-hmm.
Danelle Hunter. Damn good football player.
And linebacker.
Mm-hmm. So they've got some beasts on their roster.
So just based on that, Shay, and again, I'm not going through the entire NFC, but I'm just saying that in order for them to even get to 21, and they very well could by the time the season's ended, because of the weakness of the NFC, maybe some question marks in the schedule, which the Bears could win in those last five games, then they could probably reach the 21 for where you are. How do you rank them?
They should be higher than that, because they have the one thing the other teams in this division don't have. They have a quarterback that's potentially great.
Fair?
Potentially.
Is Kirk Cousins the best quarterback in this division? Or is he Goff?
No, yeah. I think it's Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Kirk Cousins. His numbers.
Goff's numbers were better last year.
But if you look at career, Kirk Cousins has multiple 4,500-plus yard seasons.
We've never
had a guy throw for 4,000 ever.
How about if I tell you this? I'd probably, in a playoff scenario, I'd rather have Goff in there than Kirk Cousins.
Maybe.
I mean, the Vikings are telling you they don't even want him. They thought about Will Levis. They obviously skipped, but they were trying to trade up.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking at life after Kirk. I think this is the end. This year could be very sideways for him.
Mm-hmm. The numbers are what they are, though. I mean, you can't dispute them. I believe
they're just kind of empty to me. Like, I know that they're numbers, but they're not all numbers are created equal.
They're not.
He puts pretty damn good numbers up,
and he loses big games. And half the time he's doing it when he's playing from 20 points from behind and the Colts and Bills lose their minds.
Are all numbers created equal, Cap? Aren't the numbers all the same?
No, I know what he means. If a guy, your basketball team is 25 down and this guy's banging threes all over and you're still 25, kind of empty calories.
I've seen that before.
Right.
I've seen that before,
I think he disregards Kirk Cousins too much. Again, I'm not the biggest Kirk Cousins guy.
Yeah.
His numbers are pretty damn impressive when you look through his statistics.
He'll get you there, but it sounds like an A to B quarterback to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're winning a Super Bowl with him.
I guess that might be his bigger point there. Right?
This guy was fourth in yards in the NFL last year.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth. That's pretty impressive.
Right. But what about the postseason, though?
He's not a great postseason quarterback. There's no question about that.
I think for many fans, and I would say for teams too, that's where the money is made. That's where the bread is buttered. If you get there in the regular season, you got to continue in the postseason, man.
I mean, first of all, Kirk Cousins plays. He's on the field.
Sure.
In his Minnesota career, he's played 16, 15, 16, 15, and 17 games. He doesn't miss a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
He's thrown, since he got to Minnesota, 4,300, 36, 43, 42, 47.
So Shay is
Kirk, a lot of yards.
Shay, is Kirk Cousins football James Harden?
No, he's much worse than James Harden. He's not even close to James Harden.
He's tricked out.
He's like football Russell Westbrook. He's nowhere near James Harden.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I don't even know if he's near Westbrook. He's like he's always near the top in attempts. He's always in pass-heavy schemes. He's always got really good teams. He better be putting up numbers.
I mean, his completion percentage numbers are pretty damn good. In Minnesota, 70%, 69, 68, 66, and 66. That's pretty damn good.
He was exactly the same as Justin Fields in yards per attempt. Him, Jacoby Brissett, Justin Fields. He just throws the ball a lot and then gets these volume passing yards numbers that people cite like he's great. And we're in a Kirk Cousins conversation we don't need to be in right now. But no, I think when you look around this division, the point is the Bears are the only team that I look at and go, that's a quarterback that could be great. Kirk, probably on the way out. Goff is what he is. Love, question mark. I don't think he's great. Fields, like, they've put things around him. This is the year. If you're going to be great, time to show us.
Well, if you gave us tangible evidence on the Vikings quarterback, you know, based on the numbers. But so with Jordan Love, it's just incomplete. We don't know what he is.
We have no idea. He could be horrible. We could be like, oh, God, they have another one?
Yeah, I mean, that's in the middle. That's just a guess. When it comes to him, we have no idea if he can be good or not. And by the way, I can say the same thing for Justin Fields. I believe that he can be good, but again, it's not the evidence that we have with Goff and with the Vikings quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers are what they are. And again, will there be a regression with the Vikings? Yes, there will be. And the win total.
You would think.
Yes. But again, I can't discount the productivity of what he's been able to do as a quarterback. Every quarterback's not great in the league. Some are limited. As a matter of fact, Kirk Cousins limited as far as what he could do in the postseason.
Right.
So, I mean, that's how I look at it. But, again, you appreciate the production, but it seems like he's almost like an A to B quarterback there. When I talk to Bursich, the color analyst for the Vikings all the time, I go, hey, man, this is your season, right? He goes, I don't know, the quarterback.
Like, right.
He's not really sure. I'm like, no, but your defense and your running back and your wife, I don't know. he's never all in. He's all in as far as the Vikings as a team, but just as far as trying to get over the mountaintop, he's never like, I don't know. Because Kirk's back there.
Yeah, we're gonna see. I just think Shay undersells Kirk Cousins and maybe some of his defenders oversell. He's a good football player. He is. He's not a great football player.
I think he's like at best average, which is fine. That's Goff, Cousins, both just guys. They're you roll them out. They aren't going to win you games. They might lose you a couple. Fields is a guy. He's the only quarterback in the division that I look at and go, that's a guy who could win his team games. And now he has the pieces. There's no excuses. It's go do it. And if you don't, then yeah, we'll move on. But he's the only quarterback in the division that I can point to and go, now he's got the pieces. I believe he's one who could win you games. He's the only one. Cousins, I think you got to insulate. Goff, I think, is insulated. I don't think those guys are going and doing anything special. Fields could be special.
We'll see. We hope so.
You believe that, sir?
I've always been a Justin guy. I've never wavered in that. There are others. What did Jeremy...
Fowler.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he write that there's a large contingent of people in the league who doubt that Justin can be the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shay, wasn't that the yes. right guy? Yes. Yeah, you're both.
Absolutely.
So I thought I saw that when I was out of town.
I mean, yeah, we know what it is. It's the Prove It Tour. And yeah, it was Fowler. He was the one who said there's a list of guys, executives, who think he can never be a pocket passer.
Yeah, we played the sound.
But again.
Oh, I was gone. I did not hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. You're spot on. But I think that analysis is fair when it comes to Justin Fields. It is fair. As much as I think that there's an upside, he's got to prove it on the field. Cut down the running and get it done by passing the ball in the pocket and make others better. Find a way. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. He's yelling at Bob, I think. You think?
He's not Bob.
Oh, it's someone else. Someone else is yelling at you.
It's Eddie on the north side saying Brock Purdy won the games for the 49ers.
All right, that'll be fine. Oh, now time for the MVT, the most valuable tricks, those that move around in the NBA. We have a list. We have it for you coming up next. And your phone calls on Cap and Jay Hood.
Here's today's headline with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Cubs lost to the Astros yesterday by a score of 6-4 in Houston. Cody Bellinger left the game with an apparent knee injury after a catch at the wall. Christopher Morel hit a 3-run homer in the fourth. The Bulls are hoping to turn the trick in the lottery. Received the number one pick for Derrick Rose, a 1.7% chance. They hold a 1.8% chance for the pick tonight. The White Sox, they will be playing the Guardians tonight, 6:30, right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. NBA Conference Finals start tonight. The Lakers at the Nuggets, game one tonight at 7. Celtics in the Heat starts tomorrow. The Conference Finals are set in the NHL after Dallas eliminated Seattle in game 7 last night. Stars will take on the Golden Knights in the West, Panthers and Hurricanes in the East. Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood. Weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Here's hoping that you have a great Tuesday. We'll crosstalk with Black and Abdallah coming up at 10 right here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. As we talk to you about the Bears, we're trying to find where the Bears are as far as the rankings are concerned. Pro Football Focus has the Bears the 19th best. The ESPN has as 27th, and Peter King has them 29th. And so, again, it just comes down to, Cap, is like the team's just got to get better. Whatever it is, it's not one. It's not the top 10. And you like for the Bears to get there sooner than later, that's for sure. So with James Harden, let's talk about him for a second. So we heard the rumor innuendo that Harden would be interested in leaving the team that he was just with, the Philadelphia 76ers. It's a longer conversation that we don't have time for. But this guy here is now, to me, diminished returns. You put him on your basketball team, and just kind of like Kirk Cousins, you will get some production for sure in the regular season. But in the playoffs, he fades away. Did he have a good game in that last series he had? Yes, but it's few and far in between, Cap. Game 7, big spot. You don't get double digits offensively? Where'd you go? What happened?
Exactly. Everyone's telling me he's one of the 5 greatest guards to ever play the game. He's a really, really wonderful basketball player. 5 greatest guards? That's a little overstated.
No, I mean, there's a case to be made maybe in his early Oklahoma City days that maybe that could have been the case. But he has just been all over the NBA. Just really ring chasing. And that's what it's called now today, Cap, when you just can't be settled like Reggie Miller at Indiana, like Michael Jordan, like so many others. Like, you know what? Like Alex English. I'm going to stay here because we're going to win a championship at some point. Players had more of a belief in the organization and GMs back then than now. If Reggie Miller today would have left 5 times out of Indianapolis, like, okay, this ain't working. I can't work with Rick Smits and these players. I can't do this. I'll leave Indiana and go to New York or go someplace else and win a championship, because for whatever reason, this generation of ball players do not want to be known as great player, no championships, because of social media and these TV shows. You don't have a championship, that means you weren't a great player. And you and I both know that's not true.
So
Dan Marino, Charles Barkley, many examples of that.
Ernie Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't win a title does not, in my opinion, discount you. That guy's never get to the mountaintop.
Yeah.
You can only do what you can do. And if you play at a Hall of Fame level, you've done the best you can do.
But there's a trick list, though. And the trick is, when someone goes from place to place looking for something, you know what that is.
Yeah.
Looking for something special. Yeah. So I got a list here of five players in the NBA that's on this trick list. Whoop that trick.
Yep. KD has got to be one.
Kevin Durant searching for a championship. And again, this is his career. You know what Kevin Durant is? He just wants the ball. That's all he wants to do. He wants to recreate. You can do that at the Y, by the way. You don't have to necessarily do it in the NBA.
But if he had stayed in Oklahoma City, wouldn't it have been cool to go, yeah, I'm not running to Golden State. I'm staying right here. And we're going to find a way. Hopefully we could draft better, make a trade, sign somebody, and see if we can put this thing on our back and take OKC to the title.
Yeah, but he exercises free agency.
You know,
that's what you do.
Right.
You have a choice to go someplace else. I didn't find it to be just easy. He wanted to increase his chances to win a championship, and he went to Golden State. He actually should be with the Warriors now. That's the point.
Right. Then he goes to Brooklyn. Then he goes to Phoenix. I mean,
if he just stays in Golden State, he's not on this list. And he probably has more rings.
And you know what? And no one would think the worst of him. Like, hey, you spent all this time in Oklahoma City trying to win a championship. But yet you go, nah, I'm going to trick off here in Golden State. Now I'm going to go to Brooklyn. Now I'm going to go to Phoenix. But really? He just wants the ball, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, a go-behind. You know what a go-behind is? Someone that's not a leader who would rather just lead from the back than the front. That was Mark Trussman. James Harden is on that list as well, obviously.
Agreed.
Because that's the impetus of this conversation.
Agreed.
Yeah, dude wants to just, I mean, could you imagine, like, from Philadelphia, interested in going back to Houston. So there's no strip clubs in Philly?
So he's gone Houston, Brooklyn, Philly, maybe back to Houston. But if he's going back to Houston, he's not going to try and win. It's just to get the biggest paycheck.
Just about the wings and the glitter and the baby oil. That's what he's going back for. Strip clubs in Houston.
Like, he's not ring chasing.
On my list also, Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
How many teams has Russell Westbrook been on?
I mean, so he went OKC, Washington, Clippers, Lakers.
Utah.
Houston.
Utah.
Is that because he was hunting a ring, or is that because he got bad and Oklahoma City tried to recoup some of the investment?
Yes. Both, actually.
He wasn't bad in OKC, and he wasn't bad in Washington.
He was not bad in Washington, no.
No. He was amazingly talented.
He wasn't worth $45 million.
He was not.
That's what the league pays, man.
And here's another one on my top five of tricks. Moving around, NBA tricks. Stop the music. Charles Barkley.
Oh!
We love Barkley, right?
Oh, 2-6 will not be happy.
Charles Barkley.
Wait, so he played Philly?
Damn!
To Phoenix? To Houston?
Now, the reason why I bring him up as number five on my list, because he's the main guy that says, why go ring chasing? Why looking for a championship? Hey, Charles, you did the same thing, pal. Why do you stay in Philly? You know why? Because you weren't going to win nothing with the 76ers. So what'd you do? Put yourself together with a super team in Houston. Super team at the Suns. So yeah, I love when Charles Barkley does a revisionist history as if he didn't do the same thing that a lot of players did with that super team thing. What do you think Houston was when you're teaming up with Drexler? Was Olajuwon on that team too, or was he gone by then? That those Houston teams.
Let me look.
All I know is that team was could have been a championship team. And the Suns, I told you this before, Cap. I said that for me, I thought that the Suns were going to be the team to beat the Bulls. in that championship run. They were that good. But clearly not. So Charles Barkley, we love Charles, right? He's on that list too.
The Twitch chat is asking about LeBron James. Now, I would disqualify LeBron from this because he succeeded.
Yeah,
there's a difference. When you go to Miami and you win two, and then you go back to Cleveland and win the all-important one, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, he played with Hakeem.
I have P.J. Tucker on my list.
P.J. Tucker. Also, yeah. Also that trick, yeah. Yes.
Charles Barkley, I'll just give you the main ones. Clyde Drexler, Mario Elie, Othella Harrington, Eddie Johnson.
Good team.
Sam Mack, Chicago Zone.
Good team.
Hakeem Olajuwon, Sadale Threet, Kevin Willis, Brent Price.
Yeah.
Charles Jones.
Good team, right?
Yeah.
But that Suns team.
57 games.
That Suns team was ready to. I thought they were going to beat the Bulls. Ainge on that team. Marley on that team. So when he talks about all these super teams, all these dudes trying to.
He did the same.
You did the same. You were the beginning of it.
He started it.
Stop. It's unbelievable.
What about Chris Paul?
What about Shaq? Chris Paul's on my list.
Chris Paul on your list?
He's on my list. What about Shaq?
Boston Shaq or Cleveland Shaq?
Like.
Or Miami Shaq.
Orlando.
Or Phoenix Shaq.
To LA. To Miami. He had a bunch of teams in there.
Got worse and worse with each stop. He did.
What about Kawhi?
Now, hang on a second now. The Toronto thing, you know, he's trying to win a championship there, pal.
Yeah.
He was trying to win.
Yeah. He did.
Okay.
Then he went off to the Clippers.
All right.
Paul George on the list.
Paul George.
Playoff P is on the list.
He's the worst. He's the worst.
Podcast P.
Oh, God. He is the worst.
What about Ray Allen? Ray Allen left Boston. Well, he started in Minnesota, left to go to Boston, and then left Boston kind of the same way as Kevin Durant, just lower profile, to go to Miami.
Wait, he was in Minnesota? Why do I not remember Ray Allen with Minnesota? I remember him with Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, I misspoke. Yeah.
I know this might hurt some people's heart, but what about Derrick Rose?
That ain't his fault now.
Okay.
That's not a leave. You back. I'll leave him alone.
All right, I'll leave Rose out.
Did he want to be a Piston? No.
No.
I don't think he wanted to be that. Leave him alone. So that's on the trick list right there.
There you go.
But I got Charles Barkley on my list, though. How about that? I can't wait for him to come on. Charles, they said you're a trick, right?
Wow.
We're back with more in a moment on Cap and J-Hood.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
Time for the Cap and Jay Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. It's Tuesday. It's going to be beautiful weather today. Sit on their patio. Do yourself a favor. Get yourself the champagne vinaigrette. Dressing on the lobster salad, maybe the Newski bacon appetizer, and enjoy your afternoon. Jay Moore!
Yo!
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
The red light district, if you've never been and you've heard about it, vastly overrated.
Why is it overrated?
It's just, there's no, like, nothing appealing about it. Check my Instagram. There's a little video I did from there. Like, we walked up and they said, yeah, the line from this point is 50 minutes. For what? To see that little 50 minutes. Mindy, she's like, I've already seen it. We don't have to. I walked up to the side. I looked and went, okay, I'm good. We can go. It is small. It's actually not that impressive. And it's small. You look at it and you're like, that's it. God bless people that are into all of that.
Mm-hmm. What if it was a Secretariat?
All right, here we go. Take a picture. Sideways. Thank you. Love you.
They would think you're weird.
They would.
Kissing the...
And that's all, folks.
And that is the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Brought to you by my friends David Flom, Matt Moore, the proprietors of an amazing restaurant called Chicago Cut Steakhouse at LaSalle and the north side of the Chicago River. Warm weather this afternoon, folks. Sit outside. Thank me later.
Cap, with you being out of the country, I had to keep you up to date on what was going on with the station and going on with me. And so I called you yesterday.
You texted me first and then said, call me as soon as you read what I send you. And I'm still shaken.
Yeah, and so am I. So we've heard this story, and I'm sure you've read this, about a police officer that was gunned down in front of her home on the South Side. That officer was my cousin, Ariana Preston. And her funeral will be tomorrow, so I will not be on the show tomorrow. But if you don't know the story, Ariana was on her way home when four teenagers passed in a sedan, circled back, and approached her as she stood in front of her house at 81st and Blackstone. And the teens robbed her, and they removed her badge, took her gun, and they shot her and killed her in front of her home. Her body laid on the lawn for about 30 minutes until, you know, paramedics and police came. And by that time, she was dead. So the story is that there's video surveillance cameras showing that there was three teens leaving a car, and they're running toward Ariana. And you can see the muzzle flashes in the video because I've seen that. And yeah, Preston, my cousin, got a couple of shots off, but not enough to be able to save her own life. So there's four people that have been charged with first-degree murder and all ordered held without bond. Just very briefly, Cap, let me tell you about 24-year-old Ariana Preston. My cousin, who is beyond her years as far as maturity, she's a person at the party that is saying, when we gather as a family, says, hey, what do you need? Can I get you something, right? Usually someone at that age is in their phone or concerned about what they're doing, but she was someone who cared about everybody. And to to know that she died, but died doing what she loved as far as being a police officer, serving this community, serving Chicago, and this past weekend was going to graduate from Loyola.
With her master's, correct?
Yeah. That's a lot to be able to still be in school, but yet also serving this city as a police officer. And she got killed. And I'm still just shaken. As you well know, you and I talked about it yesterday.
At length.
It's just very difficult time for our family. So if you're one that loves to give vibes or prayers, we could use them during this time. Very difficult time for us. But I just want you to know that Ariana is just, we hear this all the time. Oh, she was a good person. No, she was a great person and beyond her years at age 24. 24 wanted to serve. It's amazing. And I heard Mayor Johnson say some words in his speech yesterday about Ariana. It is surreal, Cap, when you turn on the news and you and I are news guys, news junkies, that we turn it on and I see my family member or I see Dion, her mother, talking eloquently about her daughter on television, talking about the situation, and yet having enough love in her heart, Dion, to say, I pray for those that killed my daughter. You saw that, right?
I said that to you. I was blown away, and our hearts are broken for you and your family, and we're here for you. And I hung up that phone call from you yesterday. We were on the phone for probably 30 minutes, and my wife's like, what's going on with you? I'm like, I have chills right now just looking at you, knowing what you're going through. And everything we've heard about her was she was that special person.
Yep.
Like, she truly wanted to be a police officer to make a difference in people's lives.
So
our deepest sympathies.
So that is what's going on with me. And I can just smile and know that Ariana did everything that she wanted to do in her life. Brief life, of course, at 24, but to graduate to serve as a police officer in the line of duty, she is killed right on her lawn. That's where the body was, right as she was coming in from her shift.
At 1:40 in the morning.
Yep. So there's many stories like this, as you well know, Cap, and we hope that we get fewer stories like this moving forward. Again, nothing's guaranteed, but that when you see it, but when it happens to your family.
Horrific. There's no other word. We love you.
Thank you.
We will crosstalk with Bleck and Abdallah. We appreciate you checking our show out, and join us tomorrow at 7 right here on Cap'n J. Hood. So long, everybody.